What is supposed to be the story behind that?
Behind that? I don't know, but my children still, even the older ones, they always want the wishbone so they can just make a wish. I don't know. I've never related it to a story.
Maybe it has something to have to do with getting one of the other pieces.
The longest piece is the one that the wish is granted, okay. Supposedly.
You ever heard any general term or comprehensive term you could use to describe the inside parts of a hog that you could eat but might not normally eat, like a gizzard or lungs or heart, something like that?
Of a hog? No, but we eat parts that other people don't eat.
Like what?
We eat the gut part that people used to make the sausage with.
Mm-hmm.
Only we used it. We made it, but it was boudin.
Hmm. How did you make that?
What people used to call blood pudding. But there's blood boudin, and there's heavily spiced boudin is the rice and the spices, and they're clean and they're stuffed just like regular sausage. Only you don't cook them and you eat them raw, because it's all the stuff that goes into it that's already cooked and prepared.
Do people around here ever take the small hog intestines, clean them out, and cook them?
If they did, I don't know about that particular thing.
Are you familiar with chitlins?
Oh yeah, huh.
What is that?
We call them cracklings.
Crack.
Uh-huh. That's what we call crackling.
Have you ever heard the term, I was talking about a general term for inside parts of the hog, have you ever heard people call it a haslet?
Uh-uh.
Or say this expression, if a farmer hears his cows milling and they probably get hungry, you might say, well, I didn't know it was so late, it's right on to...
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're hungry, it's probably feed time.
Mm. That's what I would use, just feed time. Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you ever heard a farmer, if his hogs were out in the pasture, have you ever heard him call to them, get them come in from the pasture?
Uh-huh.
What would he say?
Suey, suey, suey.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Oh, real loud is a certain, this, I can't do it like most people do,
yeah.
Down here, but they use it as an expression down here.
Mm-hmm. Would it be something different if sometimes when people are feeding their hogs, they might call to them while they're feeding them? Would that be anything different?
Mm-hmm.
Or say,
peeky, peeky, peeky? Uh-uh. Chinny, we always got used.
What now?
Chinny.
To hogs?
Uh-huh. His chinny. Well, we used to feed animals.
What about chicken when you feed them?
Chicky, 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 uh-huh.
What if, say, his cows were out in the pasture? Have you ever heard a farmer call to them and get them to come up from the pasture?
No, I've never. Uh-uh.
Ever heard of soup cow?
Uh-huh.
Cow? Cobalt? Something like that? I don't guess you've heard it called calves then.
Mm-mm.
What about if you were plowing with mules? To get them to turn left or right. Have any idea what might be said to them?
No, we're still on the farm.
Ever heard of G and Haw?
Yeah, I've heard the expression G and Haw, but I've never been where it was used.
Right.